News. News gives me the creeps.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Who you gonna call?
ADL.
Louder.
ADL.
Who you gonna call?
ADL.
Who can you call?
ADL.
Who you gonna call?
ADL. Oh, good evening and welcome. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Tonight's radio show, header, English Defence League radio show, Hazmat Patrol, 22nd of March, 2020. I'm once again, I've got to thank Dave for the slides, great slides, and the script for this evening. So once again, Dave, top notch, buddy. Welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell, and my wingman for this evening is Dave Agador Milner. Tonight we are on Hazmat Patrol, warning you about a true pandemic that plague our societies, Islamic death cultists and their enablers in media and politics. As the Wuhan virus rages worldwide, the fake stream media highlights phony racism scandals while our seniors are being abused on our streets by Muslim thugs. We will name and shame these and other disgusting parasites, along with their partners, no surrender ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And that was caused by the late, great Edmund Burke. Those who make peace will a revolution impossible, will make violent revolution inevitable. And that was caused by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. And without a further ado, let me bring on Dave, because we've got a few things we need to talk about. Before I do, I just want to, today I've been sent out hard. The first responders are working on trying to save people's lives and working all around the clock. The doctors, the nurses, I mean, I'm talking on a global thing, what's going on, you know, in the UK, in the United States, across the globe with this Wuhan virus that we've got. So once again, I've got salutes everybody. We're so proud of you guys with all that you do, working tirelessly and around the clock. So of course, and it's of course it's Mother's Day today as well. Unfortunately, a lot of people couldn't see their mothers today because of the situation, which is totally so strange, isn't it, guys? All these years, and going pop round and see your mum, and a bunch of flowers, box of chocolates. You can't do that. You can't actually give your mum a hug and a cuddle, right, because of what's going on. But anyway, before... I've got a lot to talk about, but I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your great service to the people and our country and nations. You are awesome, and we love you dearly. And I know you work so hard. But with that, I'd like to pass it to Dave. It was a little bit different, Dave, but I think it's only right that we make a big mention for these people that work in all the hours God sends, mate. Back to you, Dave, and welcome, brother.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Yeah, and welcome to everybody around who's listening. Okay, I'm going to run through some of this pretty fast because we've got some pretty amazing stories, including one which you guys aren't going to hear on Fox News. TR.News is the only one that has it. All right, it is what I consider to be a major news story, in my opinion, okay, and we're going to give you a little contrast beforehand and other stuff like that there, but you're going to want to hear this because you're not going to want to hear it anywhere else, and you're going to want to share out this show because of it. Okay, and before people go, oh, it's just a Tommy Robinson thing. No, this doesn't have anything to do with the Tommy Robinson, excepting in where the story comes from. It is a major story coming off this Wuhan virus pandemic that's coming through, and this is one that's not being reported. So, guys, you're going to want to share this show. Now, I'm going to run through this real quick, Jeff, okay, because, this is all very important, and we want to get to it, okay? There is a petition. If you live in the UK, you need to sign this one, guys. The URL for it, the link for it, is in our show page. And, guys, it's a petition you want to, it's called the Release the Home Office's Grooming Gang Review in Full. Okay, we've covered that on this show the past few weeks. Okay, it's already passed 100,000 signatures. Get in there and sign it, okay? And that's one. Okay, the next one. Okay, Earth Hour. All right, that's on the 28th of March. All right, and that's 8:30 p.m. local time. Wherever you are, that's 8:30 p.m. local time. The tree huggers, the global warming nutbags want you to turn all your lights off. Jeff and I figure, turn your lights on. Turn them all on. Okay, just to show people that Greta Thunderpants does not run the world. All right? Now, ordinarily, we would give a moment or two to that petition, but the stuff we've got is so big that we want to get to that now. But just go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com. Search for English Defense League Radio, okay, and you'll eventually find the link to our page. And we've got that link in there for that particular petition. Get in there if you're in the UK and sign that thing. You're going to want to, okay? Now, we're going to jump right into this because racism has been one of the biggest whines that the left and lefty politicians and everybody else has come out with concerning this Wuhan virus, guys. You've heard it over in the United States. My fellow Americans, you have. You guys have heard it in the UK. Racism this, racism that. And it's almost as if it matters less that there's a Wuhan virus than if people call it the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus or whatever. Okay, but there's a whole lot of stuff here that people are using to bring up the whole racism thing. I'm getting sick of hearing about it. But we've got two stories here that we want you to pay attention to, and these are by contrast. I'm going to read you a bit of the first story and fill you in more on it and tell you where to find it and all that, so that you can get the contrast off that one before we hit the really big story that we have for this show, okay? Now, this one here comes from the Mail Online, all right, and it's by Sarah Scarlett and Willie Vincent. Okay, this one came out today, the 22nd. All right, now here's the headline. Police arrest two girls, 14 and 15, that's their ages, for, quote, assaulting a group of Chinese people, end quote, wearing face masks in Southampton. Now, I'm going to read you the bullet points off this. All right. Two arrested over racially motivated, quote, coronavirus rage, end quote, attack at four people, two girls, four people. Okay, remember that, guys. Next bullet point. Incident occurred on Tuesday just after 8 p.m. on Vincent's Walk, Southampton. Our next bullet point. Police appealed for anyone with information about the incident to come forward. Now, that's an interesting one right there. Okay, now, let me just give you some of the details surrounding this story, because we're not going to read the entire story here on air. You can go to the Mail Online and find this yourselves, guys. I've given you the headline and everything and the authors of the story, so you know where to find it. Basically, what happened was two girls, 14 and 15 years old, went up to four Chinese people who were wearing masks, and these four Chinese people were in their 20s, three of them men, and said some racist stuff to them. Okay, and now they're being held in custody. Okay, they haven't been let go. They're being held in custody for saying racist things to these Chinese people. Okay, now, Jeff, I want you to comment on this first, and then I want to, and then we're going to hit the contrast. Go for it, buddy, please.
Yeah, well, whatever, if there was racist remarks made to some Chinese people, verbal attacks, you know, we are totally opposed to that behaviour. It's disgusting. I mean, we have nothing to do with people that say things against other people in that way. Basically, to me, it's out of order. Like most of you know, I'm totally against that type of behaviour. It's disgusting. But the thing that got me is that a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old has been held in custody. These are still kids. You know, basically, they should have been, right, you're going to be done, a racial, blah, 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 and that's it. You know, you've got to appear at a court, such and such a date. Normally it's a juvenile court. And then that's what would happen. But that is very unusual to hold kids in custody. I'll be honest with you, David. That's something that really jumped out at me. And I actually, you know, as I say, it's disgusts me when I find it was right. If it's racially aggravated over this woohoo thing and taking it out on innocent people is just out of order. And I think I'll reflect the whole of what the EDL thinks about that behaviour. But Dave, let me pass it back to you. I just need you to clarify, why are they still holding these kids? You know, basically, they're children still. Do you know what I mean? 14, 15, they're juveniles, Dave. But back to you, mate.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, and I'm glad that you say that is the position, is a position of the EDL. It's not... Because certainly people in the EDL are called racist all the time. That's BS. And certainly I, as an American, I, as the unpleasant blind guy, I, as a supporter of the EDL, abhor this kind of behavior. And as you said, I think it's out of order. What I think these two ignorant young racists need to have is a good scaring by a judge and a good talking to. By a judge. I mean, if they haven't had contact with the law yet, a nice appearance before a magistrate who could put them in jail, but, you know, gives them a good stern talking to about racism and things of that nature. These kids need educating, okay? Because the Wuhan virus is not the fault of ordinary Chinese people. Ordinary Chinese people are just walking around doing their thing, minding their own, just trying to live. Okay, and if people are going to go being racist to them, no, that's not right. That's not the sort of thing that civilized people do. If you want to find fault in this virus, look to the Chinese government. They're the ones at fault. And just some Chinese people in the street that you happen across, they don't have anything to do with that. So stop that racist BS, okay? Get some education and get yourselves together. Because this is not the right thing to do. Now, as you said, Jeff, this is a little unusual. It's a little unusual to keep holding a 14 and 15-year-old girl for saying bad racist stuff to four people in their 20s, okay? Now, and remember those numbers, guys, because those numbers do mean something, okay? Now, the story that I've got, that we've got, that nobody, almost nobody else has, and this is why you're going to want to share this, comes off of TR.news. And the headline on it, okay, this was from yesterday, okay, is Tommy Robinson stops coronavirus attack in the UK. Now, he did step in during an attack by three Muslim youths on an older couple. Okay, this is, you know, we're all around here trying to figure out how we can protect older people from the Wuhan virus, okay? And here these Muslims are going around and doing what you guys are about to hear that they did in this recording that I have here, okay? This is extremely important, and I haven't seen anything about it in the fake stream media. If there had been anything about it, it would have been in the Mail Online, for instance. Saw nothing except the story you just heard. Now, Jeff, if you want to check the chat to see if there's anybody in there yet before I start this audio.
Yeah, let me just do that, Dave, a second. Now, it's all quiet at the moment, mate. It's all quiet, mate.
Okay, beautiful. Now, I'm going to go ahead and start this audio, guys. Remember, you're going to want to share this show out. And if you don't, then go to tr.news and share out that story with the headline that I just gave you, okay? And, you know, it's up in there. Share that. But here you go. This is the audio from the video that is also at that story. This was recorded yesterday. All right. And this is going to be just over 9 minutes long. You guys are listening to the English Defense League radio show. This is one you won't hear a lot of other places. Here you go.
What's my fucking bus?
Today I've been in Hitchin Town Centre with my family. When I witnessed three young youths with their hoods up, being aggressive and purposely coughing in an old couple's face. You'll hear from that old couple now. Him with this gentleman and his wife.
Yeah.
Can you just tell them?
Yeah, because first of all, we're walking down there and they then purposely coughed
in your direction. Yeah.
How close? Yeah. Close. I saw him with it. Put his hood up.
Yeah. And then we called out to them to say that is absolutely ridiculous. You can't do that. That's just not on.
Oh, mate.
And they then there was a certain amount of abuse after that.
God, yes.
And then you got out of the car to challenge them, and they actually upped the aggression and then got really foul. And then subsequently, after, as you then started to drive,
they started then hitting the car,
and then
smashing
they started
the car.
Kicking the
they
back
kicked
of
the back
the
wind.
Car.
They kicked the back lights in the car. I got my kids in the car. That's my car. I've got my kids in the car.
Yeah.
I know.
I know. Don't you see when you grow up, you see how disgusting their men are? That is disgusting. Here's another witness who witnessed how this all started.
Who have I done to Lady Joy?
So, what happened was, your husband was driving out of here, and we saw there was a girlfriend, lady,
who's
got great
time,
she
got
out of
there.
So, the three youths were spitting and
kicking
in the face.
In our face. Just bit, no, on purpose. Because of the virus. They thought we were clever.
They just leaned out of his car and said, boys, give it a rest. That's disgusting behaviour. And they literally came over. They were yanking his car door open, trying to push him, slam him in his own car door. He held it down.
Bearing in mind the risk to old people with this disease, death with this disease, what sort of youths think is acceptable to cough purposely and aggressively in their face? We're all seeing the army being mobilised. We've been hearing of the army being mobilised. Do you know why? Because we have a society of youngsters like this, disrespectful, zero morals, aggressive towards elders. Now, I stopped, I got out of my car, I asked them what they're doing. You'll now see the video follow on, which was videoed by my children, who were in my car. You'll watch that now.
That's an old lady.
Get in your car, bro.
Stop the car! Stop!
No!
Stop!
No!
No one takes
it!
Now hear from the police officer who turned up.
You have overstepped the line
in
terms of, well, you're not, for me, you're not protecting yourself.
Well, when I was assaulted and they start smashing my car in.
But that's not...
You've
gone after them.
They've assaulted ladies.
Yeah. You've gone after them.
Yeah.
Right, that's the only sticky point in this.
In what sense have I gone after them?
Well, from what I could see in the video...
I get out of my car.
You've got out of your car and you've chased them.
Of course, mate. I'm not going to let them run away, bruv. I was trying to stop them.
But that's not down to you.
So I should have just let them beat that woman, spit in her face, smash my car.
I'm not saying that.
So what should I have done?
I'm not saying that. You have got a right in law, as you know,
to defend myself.
Protect yourself.
Mate, I'm not a coward,
right.
So I'm not going to just stand and watch an old woman be abused like
that. Yeah, I understand that. So I'm just making it...
I get it. I'm not bothered, though. I'm not bothered.
There's
three men there. I'm with my family.
Yeah,
they've assaulted that lady. She's got a big black eye.
Yeah, of course.
How many kids you got?
Yeah.
One of them's not...
They said what?
There's a camera up there.
Oh, so that camera's got it all. Okay.
How many kids you got then?
I've got...
Three.
There's actually a camera there. Yeah, can I just see your right?
Guys, I have called the ambulance.
Can I just see on the video where you got...
Who watched the video, who says, I may have overstepped the mark. Now, unfortunately, I won't drive past an old person being abused by some scumbags, okay? I won't drive past. I won't leave. You've seen, she has a black eye, okay? I won't, and I'm within my rights, and I think as every man is, to confront that evil, because that's what it is. Scum, total scum, okay? I'm now going to head to the police station. Unfortunately, I've done nothing wrong. Okay? I've done nothing wrong. My only thoughts are with that lady. The elderly couple who just went out to get some groceries. I spoke to them. All they'd done was go into town to get some groceries. They were confronted and abused by three thugs. Now, I'll share now an image of each one of these thugs.
So that didn't take long. We know who all three of these young scumbags are. The problem is, you've got youths like this now watching Top Boy. Thinking they're in a film, thinking they're gangsters. This man's name here is Omar. He's an illegal immigrant from Gambia who's previously already been arrested in a car where firearms were retrieved. Okay? In the possession of a knife. That's this illegal immigrant. Here's the other two boys. This one, his name's Tarek. He lives on the Westmill estate in Hitchin. And this one is his brother DJ, another wannabe gangster who lives on the estate at Hitchin. I've already sat tonight with drug addicts who they've previously, allegedly, been dealing crack to. Wannabe gangsters watching too many films, disrespecting and abusing old people. How, I'd ask Hitchin police or Hertfordshire police, if this gentleman, Omar, has already on bail for knife crime. What's he doing walking through a town centre in Hitchin, threatening old women, and then eventually punching one of them? Sick generation of absolute scum.
Name them. Share this. If you live in Hitchin, I think I know the estate they live in, Westmill Estate. If you know them, share this. Their parents need to see what they've been doing today. What they've been doing, no court case or prison sentence is enough for what I witnessed them scumbags doing to that old couple. I'm not bothered about the fracas that happened to me. They kicked my car in. They smashed my back windows. My children witnessed all of that. In fact, it was a lesson to my son, who I said to him in the camera, son, when you grow up, this is how not to act. Look at these men. But I'm just sharing this. Main reason I'm sharing this is a court case is not punishment enough for this. Those faces and these individuals need to be shamed by everyone. Name them. Share it. Across social media, they live in Hitchin area. Share it everywhere. My only thoughts are with the victims of this and of the lady who they were abusing. In fact, the other witness who witnessed it said they were spitting at her 3 days before. What sort of kids are we breeding? Anyway, share it everywhere. Thanks.
Welcome back to the English Spence League Radio Show. The old Jeff Spider Mitchell. Jeff, please comment.
It's the police said to Tommy was disgusting. It was disgusting. These three, one of them had punched another lady. They'd coughed all over that old couple. And I think a lady that tried to intervene after they were attacking Tommy got smacked in the eye and has got a very large black eye. I think that lady was one that Tommy said they'd been spitting at her a few days earlier. It's disgusting. And it just shows you what our this society would then people would do something like that to an old couple, especially with what's going on at this moment in time. That is awful, guys. Absolutely awful. They had no part of a civilization, of civilized people, to do something like that and to frighten the life out of an older couple. Look, we know what's going on, and it's the vulnerable, elderly people that are suffering the most under this woohoo flu. To do something like that absolutely instills fear in that old couple. I think it's disgusting, and they tried to actually question them about how disgusting it was, and was getting abused, and that's when Tommy stopped and jumped out the car like any man done. This is what a knight in shining armour would do. This is what people used to do of old. Not going to stand by and see a senior couple being abused by thugs. And Tommy, he's one of those, he's one of your local heroes that will always get off of his silver steed and to actually defend people and do what he always does. And God bless you, Tommy. And I'm just, what gets me, I feel sorry that his children have witnessed it, the evilness of people. But Tommy said to his son, don't want to grow up to be anything like that. I mean, do you think Tommy wants to sort of engage with people like that, scumbags like that? But he did the right thing. And ladies and gentlemen, people across the world, Tommy Robinson is what you call a local hero. He always has been. He's a good man, he's got a good heart, and the only time he will do something like that is to defend the weak in our society. And he's always been the same. And I've had Tommy on the radio show. He's a good man. He's got a good heart. Take it from me. But Dave, I don't want to, because I'm just disgusted with these people that do something as vile as that. So I'm going to pass it back. Dave, once again, thanks for doing what you've done with the story, because it needs to be shown. When we live in these dangerous times that we are, that there is vermin out there who's trying to make people's lives hell. It's disgusting. Dave, that's your brother. Thank you, Dave.
All right, you're welcome, Jeff. And listen, guys, I'm second to no man when it comes to my respect for Tommy Robinson. That's true. But I respect him more in this instance, not only because of what he did as far as stepping in to defend that older couple, but because TR.News brought this story to light. Okay, Paul Watson, who you'll hear from on Thursday, has already mentioned that quote-unquote migrants are ignoring the whole social distancing / self-isolate thing during this Wuhan virus crisis. Okay, they're just ignoring it, just as they ignore almost all of the laws in the countries where they usually wind up landing, and that includes the United States. I say that because I've got some migrants here that are neighbors, and they're out every afternoon. They're out and about in the area here in my apartment building, playing their music, talking, usually loudly, that kind of thing. Okay, but this is about, for me, this is less about Tommy Robinson and more about the contrast between the story you guys just heard, okay, about the girls for ages 14 and 15 who went up to four Chinese people and said some racist stuff and are still being held in custody and probably being abused there. There's a vast difference right there between that story and this story, where you have an illegal alien in the UK already charged with weapons violations, had more than one firearm that he was caught with. And is he being held in custody? No, he's not being held in custody. He got bail. And that bail is probably being paid for by the UK taxpayer. And he's out on the street with his brohimes out there terrorizing, and let's not mince any words here, terrorizing older people, coughing on them, spitting on them. And as you heard in Tommy Robinson's audio there, this is behavior that they were engaged in earlier. At least one of them was. All right, and this just shows you that the fact that they aren't jailed now for doing that. Okay, guys, in the UK, I want to tell you, over in the United States, in most places, spitting on someone is considered assault. Okay, and you can be jailed for that. But have these guys been jailed for it, even though the police know who they are? As far as we know at this point, no, they have not. And that older couple could wind up with the Wuhan virus because of it. But is this being reported in the fake stream media? No, it is not. Instead of that, the Mail Online reports about this 14 and 15-year-old, these two idiot girls who have some racist ideas and need to have a sharp talking to by a judge, and yet they're still being held in custody. Were these three punks, guys, ask yourselves today, were these three punks out today spitting on people and coughing on older people? Were they out today doing that? I would bet a large amount of money that that's exactly what they were doing. Okay? That is the contrast, people. All right? Now, I'm not looking for scapegoats here for the Wuhan virus, and neither is Jeff. Okay? But especially in this time, everyone has to look after each other, and if it is a directive or a suggestion from the government that makes common sense, not only should everyone try to comply with that and use some common sense, when they don't, when they deliberately go out of their way to engage in behavior that could possibly endanger someone else, they need to be jailed. And that needs to happen. That is what Jeff will tell you in just a moment. Jeff, I do want you to comment on this. Jeff will tell you in just a moment, that is what the English Defense League is all about. Equal treatment under the law for non-Muslims and Muslims alike. That's not happening in the UK. That's not happening in the United States. That's not happening in Europe. That's not happening in many other civilized countries around the world. And that is what the English Defense League Radio is all about. Get that treatment out there. That equal treatment under the law. Jeff, please comment.
I certainly will, Dave. The thing that you didn't mention, Dave, was that they actually assaulted the woman who was trying to break up their attack on Tommy, and she had a really nasty black eye. And guys, you've seen, well, if you get a chance to look on CR News, please check out that lady's eye. It was nasty, it was swollen, it was really, you know, a nasty attack on that lady. To hit a woman anyway, it's disgusting. As Dave says, it just shows you what's going on and the way that there's two girls, two 14 and 15-year-olds who was racial, you know, said some racial things to some Chinese, well, four Chinese people, which was totally out of order, which I've said, it's disgusting, no time for it, but I still can't understand how come a 14 and a 15-year-old is sitting, you know, in custody, and there's these three thugs, one who's out on bail, on gun running, or whatever you want to call it. He's probably a known drug addict. He's probably a dealer. He's got to be if he's selling crack on and things like that. And the other two. And they're still out. What's going on in this country? You know, I thought if you got caught with guns, you go away for 5 to 7 years. I know that. That is the law. How come he's out on bail? It's disgusting. I think people, check it out, guys. This is disgusting what's been going on. And this is what we've been seeing. And the old Bill, you know, you might as well just put a chocolate soldier on the bloody corner there. They're hopeless. Well, you did go to all... Hey, bloody right! Abusing senior citizens. Anybody would. What? The old Bill's defending those, well, feral lowlifes. Well, you shouldn't have gone off. What do you mean? Shouldn't have gone. Well, who else is going to do it? Because you ain't. You muppets. Itching police, whoever you are. You mugs. How dare you? There's a young man there with his kids in the car defending a senior citizen. And what do you do? Well, you shouldn't have gone after them. You mugs. Get yourself a decent job. Go get that bloody uniform up because you're not fit enough to wear it. You are a disgrace to your uniform. You are a disgrace to the police force. Period. Done. Finished. That's you, Dave.
It's great, Jeff. And you know what? You brought up something that I wanted to bring up myself. Listen to the audio off that video. Just the supercilious tone in that police officer's voice after Tommy Robinson said, well, you know, what was I supposed to do? Let these guys just harass an old couple and then beat me up? Was I supposed to, oh, well, no, you weren't supposed to do that. Just the tone in the guy's voice. No, I happen to agree with Jeff on this one. Okay, but the part of the problem isn't so much him. It's the orders that he gets from above. He's told that Mohammedans in our societies, not just in the UK, but of course, as far as he's concerned, it's in his local area, are a protected species. They get to do things the rest of us don't get to do or aren't allowed to do. And in this case, what they got to do was to endanger a senior couple, an older couple, and actually give another woman a black eye because she intervened and told them to stop doing it. Okay, that
so
is what gets me.
Wasn't arrested for that.
That's what gets me.
That's common assault. Assaulted a woman, and they're still out. And there's two young girls, 14 and 15-year-old, in custody still. What's that? That was a common assault. Actually,
no,
two
you're
assaults,
right, Jeff.
Three assaults, if you class as coughing or spitting or whatever they did to this couple. There's three different charges there, and criminal damage. Look what they did to Tommy's car. That is criminal damage. They've got to pay for the damage. There you go, Dave. Back to you, mate.
No, Jeff, you're enumerating all these possible charges. Let's reverse this. Okay, let's say that it had not been Tommy Robinson. It had just been some Muslim. Okay, and let's say that it had been, you know, just three regular British boys, doesn't matter what their skin color are, okay, menacing an old Mohammedan couple, all right, and then another Mohammedan woman comes in her niqab or hijab or a bin liner or whatever she's wearing, and they give her a black eye. How long, Jeff, do you think these three boys would be out? Do you think their feet would have touched the ground? No. But you just enumerated...
They had helicopters chasing them, Dave. They had police dogs roaming the estate looking for them. Yeah, that's what would have happened if that would have been, a different scenario. But that is it. As you say, you know, it seems they can go about it. Well, that shows you a lawless society, doesn't it, Dave? Yeah, that shows it's about time we disbanded with the police. Maybe, I don't know, maybe bring the military back on. Let's sort out this vermin. Yeah, let's go in there, sort them out, dust it up, clean it up, and let's put civilization back on the map again. Let's sort out this woo-woo thing that's going on, and let's get back to some sort of civility. Because that's what's going to happen. Because in a very short time, there's already been riots. There's already been a riot in London where the doors of Sainsbury's been ripped off. You think it's not going to be riots? When people are told you've got to stay in, wait and see. the military's already said that they are now preparing. They're ready to come on the streets and to take control. And they won't beat around the bush. Their orders are disorder, whatever the type of violence is, to use that force to be recognised with whatever's going on. So beware, you thugs out there. Carry on. Things are going to change in a very short time. So there you go. And you, please, put your, go and give your uniforms in. Jog on. Do one. You're a waste of space. Back to you, Dave.
Well, yeah, I mean, the point really is that there needs to be equality under the law in all of our countries. And when someone, you know, there, and there's a vast difference between a couple of ignorant, racist little girls who need a good talking to and three thugs who are menacing an older couple and possibly putting their lives in danger doing the things that they do. The girls still being held, these three punks, one of whom is an illegal alien, still out on the streets doing their evil. Things need to change. And that is, once this Wuhan virus thing is taken care of, there needs to be a massive movement all through the UK and the civilized world to equal these things up, to get rid of political correctness, and to create a respect for the law among all people, okay? And for the law to treat all people, and for the law to treat all people in the same way. That's what I wanted to finish with, Jeff. Okay. Now go ahead with yours.
No. You was right. I was just coming in with you. I was joining in. Common decency. I'd like to finish this and say everything you said, Dave, and just a bit of decency, a bit of what used to be, what we used to respect the elderly, didn't we, guys, when we was growing up? And that's what we want to see on the streets. That's the way it should be. You know, they served your country. You know, old people have served your country. Some have been fought in wars, this, that, and the other. You know, they're seeing the twilight of their years. They don't need to have that abuse, especially by, you know, some guy from Gambia or wherever he comes from. And the other two mugs, you know, these are just street vermin. They're the vermin. But, yeah, Dave, back to you, mate.
All right, Jeff. Well, guys, that's it as far as that one goes. Jeff, you may want to call back in because, believe it or not, we're at the halfway point of the show. And as Jeff, if you want to call back in, as Jeff calls back in, guys, yeah, we really did want you guys to hear that contrast, those two stories, because that is so important. And right now, Fox News doesn't have that. They're not reporting it. Okay, certainly none of the other fake stream media is going to touch it, not based in the way that we have, in the contrast. They're not going to do that. You're not going to hear anything in the UK from Sky News or the BBC or any of those people. CNN over here in the States and BSNBC aren't going to report it. Okay, this just comes from TR.news, and we picked it up, and we've commented on it, and we've given you, along with that Daily Mail story, a contrast which you can and should share if you're a regular listener to this show. I know we always tell you, please share the show out, and we hope you do. But this one is extremely important to share out, especially during this time of the Wuhan virus, because at this point, guys, we do have to take care of the most vulnerable in our populations, okay, be it over here, be it in the UK or over here in the United States, all right? And we have to point out those who specifically don't do that. And there have been, we'll hear some of this in a Paul Watson audio that we'll have on Thursday, along with some other stuff of, you know, young idiots over here in the United States. I know Jeff's probably heard some of them, you know, some of the sound bites, you know, from things like girls going, well, you know, I think it's overblown. I mean, we're just going to go come around here and drink until we, you know, and get drunk until they close the bar. Oh, God. Young people just acting like morons. But there's a difference between that and actually going around and I don't even think those idiots would intentionally try and do a harm to older people like these Muslims did. Okay, and there you go, guys. We really wanted you guys to get that contrast. Jeff, I appreciate you we have these little talks before the shows, guys, how we're going to tee up the stories for you. Jeff, I really appreciate you going along with the strategy for this because it was so important, right? And
Dave. It was, as I say, me and Dave, we talk about how we do the show. And what Dave said, I mean, we was both up for it. It was really good, and a lot like it normally is. But just to let you know, Dave, COG has joined us, or COG has joined us this evening, and he's saying hi, mates. That's what he said, Dave, yeah? Thanks to you, mate.
All right. Hey, COG, what's up, buddy? Now, just in case, guys, you want to get into the chat for this program, we podcast live on Thursdays and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. in the U.K., and after the 29th of this month, it'll be 3:30 p.m. in the United States. Right now, it's 4:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States. Now, just go to blogtalkradio.com. Search for English Defense League Radio in the top white search box there. Follow the links and you'll get to our show page. You'll need to be registered with Blog Talk Radio to be in the chat. Jeff will give you a hello and a wave and maybe read some of your comments here on our shows, and you can engage with us. Now, guys, we've got this Wuhan virus has inflamed a lot of things, and not just the stories that we talked about in the first part of our show, okay? The other thing that it has inflamed is the whole question of the UK leaving the EU. That's going to happen. But before it does, and we all knew this, we've talked about this in previous shows, the EU member states and people like that are going to make it as awkward for the UK to leave as they possibly can, and they're going to act like little babies, okay? Now, I'm going to play you guys an audio from Breitbart that came out on the 21st, and brothers and sisters in the UK, this is going to send you up like a rocket. We covered earlier on in an earlier show how the Macron, the French dictator, that's what I call him anyway, the French president, had said the government is just going to suck up all the face masks and sanitizers and any kind of medical supplies that they can in their sphere of influence just to use for themselves. Okay? This is an extension of that. Jeff, if you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and play this. This will be this will be 1 minute and 40 seconds long. You ready? Yeah, not going to be an hour. All right, buddy. All right, guys, 1 minute, 40 seconds. 1 minute, 40 seconds, but this is very important, guys, especially in the UK. And for people around, in the rest of the world, just listen to how these grabby socialist EU countries are dealing with some of this. Check this out. This is from Breitbart. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show.
Macron's France ceases lorries carrying 130,000 masks to British hospitals. By Jack Montgomery on March 21, 2020. French authorities impounded two lorries carrying some 130,000 masks to health workers in Britain's embattled hospitals, following President Emmanuel Macron's pledge to requisition all stocks in his territory. The move followed hot on the heels of French border guards seizing another heavy goods vehicle carrying hand sanitizer to Britain the day before. The incidents triggered a diplomatic spat between the two countries as Britain's National Health Service, NHS, struggles against the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. On Tuesday night, French authorities stopped the hand sanitizer and confiscated the lot, a British government source confirmed to The Sun. On Wednesday night, it was lorries full of FFP3 face masks to protect staff. Another source in Whitehall tried to play down the incidents, however, claiming both were dealt with relatively quickly. There is a clear understanding between countries that only a united approach will tackle the public health emergency all countries face, they suggested, adding that the mask seizure appears to have been a misunderstanding, and we're confident it won't happen again. Sir Ian Duncan Smith, the Eurosceptic former Tory leader and cabinet minister, remained distinctly unimpressed, saying of the incident, "This shows you all you need to know about European cooperation." Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart, London.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff, your views.
Well, my views is that, you know, what they did was disgusting. I mean, you know, to hold up, you know, a lorry that was going, coming across, you know, coming across to the UK to help the staff and the doctors and the nurses with what's going on is disgusting. And we won't forget. You know, we won't forget that, what they did there. I'm glad to see that there was some serious commentary of commentation with what we said, because that was a definite do not take the piss sort of a jab at them. That is it, in diplomatic terms, Dave, and it won't happen again, and they know it won't happen again. But yeah, I'm disgusted, Dave, because how dare they? It was us. I'm going back to the day during the war. It was us and the United States who come to the defence of France and all these other Euro countries. It was us who stood and defended and laid their life down to protect people like them. And when we were in need, you take our lorry load of our things that we need in a crisis. That is disgusting. We won't forget. Mark my words, we won't forget. But I just wanted to comment that because there was you great guys and us who liberated these countries, wasn't it, Dave? Us. Not me and you, Dave, but, you know, our forces, you know, liberated their country. And look what they're doing. It's disgusting because it's like we're in a war with this. With this virus, we're in a war. We've said it. Your president said it in a day. You know, we know the situation. And under that situation, you do not go against the people that stood with you, who come and liberated your country. So we won't forget. Dave, let me pass it back to you, mate. I could really let them really rip. But you know what? I think what needed to be said was said. In a diplomatic way as well. There you go.
Well, I do like the whole taking the piss thing. I think you're a diplomat, so I ought to say that. Now, but what it reminds me of, Jeff, is an analogy that that I first heard on Lonnie Poindexter's Lion Chasers radio show. All right, and it's as if you have, instead of countries cooperating with each other, it's as if you have a bunch of crabs in a bucket. All right, and if anybody has ever fished for crabs, this is what I've heard that crabs do. They'll crawl all over the top of each other, still alive, trying to get out of the bucket, okay? And what ends up happening is the one that winds up on top winds up getting pushed down towards the bottom because the other crabs are trying to crawl on top of it to get at the top and get out of the bucket, okay? That's what this reminds me of, Jeff. And it's just not the kind of thing that is needed to be done at this point with countries that need to be cooperating with each other. Now, my suggestion, okay, and I actually just thought about this just now, is, okay, if the United Kingdom is having trouble getting medical supplies that they've paid for, then I think that Bobo should give President Trump a call and that the United States Air Force should loan the UK the use of some of our C-130 aircraft that can carry a lot of cargo. And I know the RAF has some similar aircraft that can carry a lot of cargo. Let's just do a kind of a redo of the Berlin airlift. Just bypass France, okay, and just fly the stuff right in, okay? And that way we can do the distribution, and Macron can sit back and moan and groan and whine. Exactly. He can sit back and just be a little suckling baby, and we can get the job done together the way it should be done, Jeff. And
agreed,
I've got another one here.
Agreed. I do like the way I didn't give that a thought before, but yes. Maybe you could I know your president's probably busy. He's probably in a conference call at the moment. But when he's got 5 minutes, have a quiet word with him, Dave, what we'd like for him to do.
Yeah, I'll give him a quick buzz after the show,
right.
Jeff.
Just tell him, Jeff asked if it'd be okay, and Bobo, yeah? Dave's just noting it down. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave's just making a note of that.
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff. I'm just making a quick note of it. Yeah. I'll be sure to give him a buzz after the show. Now, we've got another one here, and this is something else. This is the arrogance of the European Union. I swear, if it wasn't the Wuhan virus that we were all having a problem with at this point, if it was the bubonic plague making an outbreak, the EU would still be acting like the EU. Okay, acting like little tin-plated...
Like a bunch of dicks.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Like a bunch of little tin-plated tyrants. And this next story we have, guys, just underlines that and puts an exclamation point on it. Okay, and we do have some things going on to protect small businesses and things in the United States. That's coming up. But this next one's going to be about efforts for the UK and how the EU is interfering. Okay, this one comes also from the Breitbart, and it also comes from yesterday. Guys, a bunch of stuff has been happening. Jeff, if there's nothing from the chat, is there anything from the chat? Does Cog have anything to say to
it? Just bear with me, mate. I want me a second.
All right, buddy.
No, we're all right at the moment, Dave. Yeah, you can roll, mate.
All right. All right. Okay, guys, this is going to be about 2.5 minutes. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show. Check this one out.
UK government to fund wages for closed businesses, but reports claim EU trying to blockade. By Jack Montgomery on March 21, 2020. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, urged employers not to lay off workers in sectors largely closed down by the Chinese coronavirus outbreak sector, promising to fund 80% of workers' pay if bosses put staff on furlough instead. I know people are worried. I know that some people in the last few days have already lost their jobs. To all those at home anxious about the days ahead, I say this, you will not face this alone, said the Chancellor, after the government finally moved to shut down hospitality businesses such as pubs, cafes, and restaurants, as well as public entertainment venues like cinemas and theaters and gyms. Let me speak directly to businesses. I know it's incredibly difficult out there. We in government are doing everything we can to support you. The government is doing its best to stand behind you, and I'm asking you to do your best to stand behind our workers, Sunak implored. Sadly, the measures have come too late for some workers, such as Britannia Hotels employees near Aviemore, Scotland, who were told they were sacked and must vacate their on-site accommodation with almost no notice, a move the business now claims was an administrative error following public backlash. As the finance minister was announcing the measures as part of an unprecedented package of government support for businesses through the pandemic. However, the European Union was reportedly moving to block certain aspects of his aid package. According to Stephen Swinford, the deputy political editor at The Times, the European Commission believes that, for example, offering business rates exemptions to specific sectors rather than all sectors violates state EU aid rules. Britain technically left the EU at the end of January, but despite losing its representation in the European Council and European Parliament, very little has changed, with the country remaining subject to its laws, judges, and free movement migration regime, to the extent that the pandemic has not disrupted it, through a so-called transition period to the end of December, which may now be extended. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.
Welcome back, everybody, and Jeff, go for it.
Well, what can we say? Really and truthfully, we should just don't deal with them anymore. It's just pointless to deal with them. I mean, why deal with them anyway? They're going under. The euro's cracking. It's ready to go. So stop them. Let them get on with it. And we will just get on with what we're doing. With friends like that, them, we don't need really enemies, do we, Dave? You know what I'm saying? They call themselves friends and try to bleed us everything they could over the years, over so many years. I think it's basically, they probably had trillions of money out of us, pounds out of us over the years. You think of it, how long we've been a part of this catastrophe, this farce. It's got to be something like a trillion, isn't it, Dave? When you think of it, 50 million or 55 million pounds a day we was forking out. Nobody else was, just bloody us. Disgusting. We would just say, you know what, we want our total rebate. Let's take it all back. Really, I mean, because they're not doing us any favours and they never have. They never have. So, Dave, your thoughts, what do you think, mate?
Well, I commented on this thing on Gab when I first saw this story, and to my mind and to the mind of some other people that were on there too, this is the best signal that I can think of why the UK should end the transition period and just be out of the EU sooner rather than later. I mean, you look at this, where they're trying to stop the EU government from helping its own citizens, and citing a bunch of BS rules that nobody cares about in the UK. You look at this. Then you look at the free movement garbage that's going on. And you look at what is going on. There are terrible things that are going on in Italy and some of the other European countries. Sweden, guys, will not even release its numbers, or they wouldn't as of about a week ago, of the number of people who have the Wuhan virus there. Okay, other European countries have just shut their borders. And part of what is, and what did we say in the first part of this show? The migrants are ignoring the whole social distancing and personal isolation aspects of this. And guess where the migrants are right now, as opposed to in the UK? They're in the EU countries. A lot of them, okay, are in Italy. We've done some stories concerning that. Jan has brought us some stories concerning that in the past. Okay. The place is becoming a cesspit of Wuhan virus. In fact, it is the epicenter of it right now. There is no reason.
Yes, they've had more deaths there than China. China did.
There is no reason.
Although, it's hard to say because I don't think we've had the true numbers. The Chinese have always been, rather hazy about numbers, aren't they? But as I say, that's the situation, mate. Back to you, Dad.
Yeah, as I was saying, there is no reason why this transition period needs to continue. Shut it off now. Get away from the EU now. They have become not only a virus upon the economy of the UK, they've become a virus upon the people of the United Kingdom. Many things need to be done, and one of the first things that needs to be done is that the United Kingdom needs to sever its relations with the EU now rather than on December the 31st. Save some people and do that. Am I right, Jeff?
You certainly are, Dave. I mean, that's it. When you stand up, I think it's Dave, so you're so right. We should just say au revoir or whatever it is in French. I would just say f*** off and do one, but that's me. But, yeah, I agree with what you said, Dave. That's your mate.
All right, Jeff. Now, we're going to run one more little audio here, and this has to do, Jeff is very much interested in this, and people in the UK, especially on the east coast of the UK, are interested in this. It's kind of a two-in-one thing from the We Got a Problem guy, okay? And he put this out on the 2 days ago, and it has to do with fishing rights and with the numbers of migrants, the immigration numbers that are coming through, okay? It's important, and this should take us right to the end of the show, Jeff. So I'm going to go ahead. If there's nothing, is there anything from the chat?
No, I just looked, Dave. Just, I knew you was going to say, check it out. No, just looked. COGs, I think he's just enjoying what we're doing. I hope you enjoy
right,
the COGs. Right. He's
okay.
He's just enjoying the show like he always does, mate. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Okay, guys. This is about 10 and a half minutes. This should take us right to the end of the show. But this should also be indicative, especially of kind of what we've been talking about this second half. Here we go. This is the We Got a Problem guy, who you should subscribe to on YouTube. And he should also get his stuff out on BitChute as well. Guys, you're listening to the English Defense League radio show. Here you go.
Welcome to the video, guys. We finally have some news relating to Brexit and not the human malware in any way. This comes in the form of two stories, one about the UK and French fishing after Brexit, and the other about the number of people that have come into this country under the EU's freedom of movement up until now, when of course it was stopped due to the current situation. Now, the Express is running a story on how Brexit might signal the end of the French fishing industry. With the headline, "The End of French Fishing, France's Dread at Post-Brexit Fisheries Snub Exposed." Brexit has led rows over fisheries between the UK and France to resurface, but many across the English Channel are fearing that the UK's departure could cause the end of French fishing in a key port, which I don't really think it will, but it might affect them quite a bit, as we will see in a moment. In July 2016, just 1 month after the UK voted to leave the EU and its common fisheries policy, French fishermen fumed as they feared they could lose up to 80% of their stocks. French boats, under the CFP, are allowed to fish up to 6 nautical miles from the British coast in many areas, but EU laws largely prevent British vessels from fishing within 12 miles of the French coast. The French National Fisheries Committee complained to the French Prime Minister Manuel Valls in 2016. So you can already see there how unfair it is. They can come up to 6 miles off the British coast in many places, but largely British vessels are not allowed within 12 miles of the French coast. And these Ramona's governments and media alike wonder why the fishing industry is so in favour of Brexit. They warn that regions such as Normandy, Brittany and the Hauts de France region around Calais could be very badly affected by Brexit. Bruno Margol, head of a fishing cooperative, said, "If tomorrow we can no longer exercise our historic rights in English waters, that could mark the end of French fishing in Boulogne. The impact is going to be huge." Well, your historic rights are not really that historic. The EU's been around for 40-odd years. I don't consider that historic, because I'm sure before then you might well have fished partially in UK waters, but it wouldn't have been to the degree that you have been used to, thanks to the EU. Boulogne-sur-Mer is the largest French fishing port. Head of the Regional Fisheries Committee, Oliver Lepert, said, "We are really worried. If the English take back their waters, we'll lose important fishing areas." Well, that is kind of the point of Brexit, mate. Jean-Pierre Levisage of the Chepache Company, a leading fishing vessel owner in France, said, "If we're talking about the nationalisation of British waters, we would lose 70 to 80% of our volumes. Well, they are our national resource after all, so yes, we are talking about the nationalisation of British waters. You will be allowed to still fish in there, but you shouldn't be taking 70 to 80% of your volume, that is for sure." While French fishermen are dreading the consequences of losing access to British waters, they have not always been welcoming to British boats on the other side of the channel. A row erupted in August 2018 when French fishing boats tried to prevent several British vessels from catching sea scallops off the Normandy coast. It quickly descended into violence when three British trawlers were chased by French boats, hit by stones and rammed by their counterparts, which I actually showed a video of, I'm sure, in one of my earlier videos on Brexit last year. On top of this, petrol bombs and rocket flares were thrown as the British boats fled the area to find shelter. The relentless attacks from French fishermen came despite UK vessels being permitted to fish in that area. Dmitry Rogoff, head of the Normandy Fishermen's Association, said at the time that the violent scenes demonstrate the exasperation of Normandy fishermen in a situation which persists and does not change. A similar row also occurred back in 2012. French fishermen have become dependent on UK waters for their businesses. According to NAFC Marine Centre's data, UK vessels land 32% of its fish in its waters, while EU states combined take 43%. So between 2012 and 2016, for example, France caught 120,000 tons of fish worth 171 million, according to the Marine Management Organization figures, which is no chump change, I think you will agree. But the UK only gained 17 million's worth of landings from French waters in the same period. So you can see there they got like £154 million more of our fish than we got of theirs. And they wonder why Brexit wants to put an end to that. The issue of fisheries threatens to derail Brexit trade talks despite its small impact on the overall economy in both the UK and the EU. The EU27 has agreed to its red lines on Brexit trade talks, while Prime Minister Boris Johnson has vowed to take back control of British waters. Brussels has maintained a deal between the UK and EU can only happen if Mr. Johnson grants the bloc access to British waters, which they probably will, but it won't be on the same terms you've got now, that is for sure. The EU chief negotiator Michel Barnier told a press conference recently that fishing rights must be included in the deal or there won't be any agreement at all. Well, that's good. We'll happily go for a WTO Brexit right now. People have got much more important things to worry about at the moment than a no-deal Brexit, that is for sure. But once again, the EU are having a moan about fish. And it doesn't surprise me, considering they've taken £171 million worth of fish in a four-year period, while we only got £17 million worth from their waters in the same period. Boris Johnson or your team, if you see this video, this is a reason why WTO Brexit must be top of the priority right now. Let them come to us when they're desperate, that way we can get better terms. Now, to top off the EU stealing all of our fish, we also have a story, like I said, relating to immigration from the EU and some of their numbers, or should I say, how wrong the actual official figures were. This is coming from RomaniaInsider.com. Brexit, number of Romanians in the UK, some 20% higher than in official statistics. Which is just incredible. How does that occur? How can they be out by so far, is the question I would like answered. 20% is no small amount. A total of 543,000 Romanians have applied for the EU settlement scheme that allows EU citizens living and working in the United Kingdom to stay in the country after Brexit. According to data released by the British Home Office on March 19th, in February alone, Romanian citizens submitted 44,500 applications, according to the same source. Thus, the number of Romanians in the UK proves to be at least 20% higher than in the official statistics. About 457,000 Romanian nationals were estimated to be living in the UK, according to the data for the Office for National Statistics, released in November 2019. So, that wasn't even that long ago, and they've managed to be out by that far. It really goes to show how much of an unbridled shit show the EU's freedom of movement has been to Britain. Because I expect it's not just the Romanian numbers that are wrong, but likely every number, not just from EU countries, but from every country around the world. In total, the British authorities have received over 3.34 million applications for the EU settlement scheme, up to the end of February 2020. More than 3 million people have already been granted settled or pre-settled status under this scheme. We know that the 3 million have the rights to stay in the UK, rah-rah-rah, that's what it means. Romanians are second by the number of applications after the Poles, who have submitted 639,000 applications. Italians come next with over 340,000 applications, followed by Portuguese at 266,000, Spaniards at 204,000. High numbers of applications have also been filed by Lithuanians at 170,000, Bulgarians at 166,000, and French at 127,000. So, as you can see, that's a hell of a lot of people. And I would also like to know if any of these other nations' statistics were completely wrong by nearly 20%. Can't find anything about it yet, but maybe that will come out soon enough. Though, in all honesty, it really doesn't matter. The point of it is, there's more people here than the government know about. This is something we have long suspected, but these figures appear to be showing it. And like I said, if it's for one group or nationality, then it's going to be for nearly every group. You can almost guarantee it. Now, before I go, I've started doing live streams and uploading gaming content on my second channel. If you would like to come and join me for a live stream to chat in real time, have an interest in gaming related content on YouTube, or just want to follow me over there because you are a legend, the link will be down in the video description below and as a pinned comment. I hope to see you all there. Now as always, before I go, I want to thank our PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar and YouTube members for supporting the channel, along with everyone who watches my videos. Remember to let me know what you guys think down in the comment section below. Leave a like, subscribe with the notification bell and share this video as it helps the channel a lot. And I will see you all in the next one.
There is a pattern consistent throughout history of oppressed people turning on the oppressors. Slaves against their owners, the peasantry against the feudal barons, colonies, Mr. Verhofstadt, against their empires. And that is why Britain is leaving. And it doesn't matter which language you use, we are going and we are glad to be going. We're off.
Welcome back to the Eagle Spencer Radio Show. Yes, your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. Jeff, comments, brother. Two amazing stories there.
Dave, thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for the great slides, the scripting. And I'm going to pass it back to you, mate, because we've run down a bit quicker than I thought we was going to do. But tell everybody where they can catch up with you during the week, Dave, because you've been blinding tonight, mate. Absolutely top-notch.
Thank you, brother, and you've been great, man. This has been one of our better shows, and it's a show I hope that everybody will share out. I want to say before I do my thing, a big thank you quickly to Dish Network, who have been putting on some extra channels for all the people who are kind of, you know, at home, sheltering in place, whatever you want to call it. All right, a big thank you to you guys doing that at no extra charge. Keep that up. All right, and I wanted to say to you know, all the moms in the UK, thank you for everything that you do. And I just want to say to the foot soldiers and angels and the patriots out there of the English Defense League and all around the world and all the first responders, as Jeff was saying, you know, a big, huge thank you. And everyone, please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. All right. I'm also available on the Western Free Radio Network. And that's all through SHR Media, and I'm available on the Exceptional Conservative Network on Thursdays after 10 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States. Please check all that out. And I want to say to all those people before, guys, thank you for everything that you do. Stay strong, be prosperous, be blessed, and hey, no surrender, not to Wuhan virus or to Islam. Jeff, take us home, my brother.
Thank you, Dave. All that what Dave said and more. God bless you all. You stay safe. You continue. Let's fight this together. We will prevail. God bless you. And we'll see you again. See you soon. Cheers, Dave. God bless you, mate. Well, there you go, with 15 seconds. Yes, you should tell me, well, about 10 seconds now. But once again, thank you very much, guys, for tuning in to the English Defence League radio show. Dave, thank you, mate. Thank you for the slides and everything tonight. Yeah, and we'll be back. You stay safe out there, guys, okay? And if you're doing like I've got to do, you've got to hunker down, mate. You know, we will prevail. We'll prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the English Defence League radio show signing off for tonight. And we'll be back again this Thursday. Have a good week. Bye-bye. Cheers, guys.
Now, extras that help you navigate the new media world.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Southern Sense is conservative talk with Annie, the radio chick you bellis as host and C.S. Bennett co-host. Informative, fun, irreverent, and politically incorrect. You never know where they'll go, but you'll love the journey. Annie is a top conservative host on Top Talk Radio and features some of the finest guests packed with important politicians and newsmakers. Listen every Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific, on the SHR Media Network. Remember, Southern Sense is common sense.
It's Your Business Diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truths on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York. The Lid himself, Jeff Dummett. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com and Lid Radio. We fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dummett.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Good evening. Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, the Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show is featured on the SHR Media Network every Tuesday and Thursday night for 2 hours at 11 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Pacific. Whilst manufacturers are running out of metal for the diapers of the leftists, BZ continues to radically change the world of leftists, one diaper at a time. Stop balancing your checkbooks. Stop cleaning your fish tanks. The Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show is your magnet for truth, justice, obesity, a darkened studio, and late-night freedom. No United States of America freedoms were abridged in the making of this ad.
This is Shannon Wright.
And this is Michael Wright.
Reminding you to listen
to The Right Way with Shannon and Mike.
Every Monday through Thursday.
7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on SHRmedia.com.
Join me, Jack Alexander, for the Jack Alexander Experiment podcast, as I take a unique outsider's look at the issues affecting the USA. I fearlessly take on the issues that everyone else is too scared to touch. The Jack Alexander Experiment podcast is available wherever good podcasts can be found, like Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcast. The Jack Alexander Experiment, because it's not a matter of left versus right, it's a matter of right versus wrong.
After 6 years covering terror and corruption, the Unpleasant Blind Guy is making a change. I'm Dave Milner. Join me on Spreaker and YouTube through SHR Media and on the Western Free Radio Network as I team up with Jeff Mitchell, host of the English Defense League radio show on blogtalkradio.com. Check show pages for airtimes. It's the Unpleasant Blind Guy.
On EDL Radio,
there's
no surrender, ever.
Because truth is not always pleasant.
Featuring the effervescent contrarian Sackheads Clint, plus the unrestrained bulbosity of BZ, the Sackheads Against Tyranny is a real chat show. Doubling your late-night conservative talk show pleasure with double the hosts, you can listen every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Please note, some contents may have settled during shipping. Member FDIC, batteries not included, warranty void in Montenegro.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
The dream deferred is real. You've been waiting for the Exceptional Conservative Network, and now it's here. Go to theexceptionalconservativeshow.com. Tune in and get the best in urban conservative talk. Stop dreaming. It's real.